from NPR News. This is News and Notes. I'm Ed Gordon. From WTSU on Troy State University's campus in Montgomery, Alabama, today we mark the 50th anniversary of the beginning of the Montgomery bus boycott. Over the past 4 days, the city has been commemorating the impact one woman's actions had on the struggle for equal rights. In much of the South in the 1950s, blacks followed a maze of racist seating rules requiring them to pay in the front and board through the rear. On December 1, 1955, in Montgomery, Alabama, a bus driver asked 4 black passengers, including Rosa Parks, to give up their seats to white riders.
None of us moved at his first words. And when the policeman approached me, one of them spoke and asked me if the driver had asked me to stand. I said, yes. He said, why don't you stand up? I said, I don't think I should have to stand up.
Parks refused to give up her seat and was arrested. Other black women had resisted the city's bus policies before, but the NAACP saw this case as the best vehicle to fight the segregated public bus system. Edie Nixon was the NAACP state president.
I said, Ms. Parks, I said, with your permission, we can break down segregation on the bus with your case. She asked her mother what she thought about it. She said, I'll go along with Ms. Nixon. I asked her, he said, I'll support it. So that's fine.
On December 5th, the day of Parks' trial, the Woman's Political Council organized a citywide bus boycott. That night, 7,000 blacks filled the Holt Street Baptist Church and agreed to stay off city buses while Parks' case was on appeal. They formed a new group called the Montgomery Improvement Association. A virtually unknown young preacher named Martin Luther King Jr. was chosen to lead the fight.
The only weapon that we have in our hands this evening is the weapon of protest. Yeah. If we are wrong, the Constitution of the United States is wrong. If we are wrong, God Almighty is wrong.
For 381 days, no matter what the weather, virtually every African American in the city walked sometimes for miles to reach their destination. Radio disc jockeys announced carpools, funeral homes lent their hearses, white racists routinely harassed and attacked boycotters, King and others had their homes bombed. But the boycott persisted, drawing national attention to a galvanized, nonviolent civil rights struggle. In November 1956, the United States Supreme Court ruled segregated seating on public buses unconstitutional. A month later, the boycott ended, and black and white riders boarded desegregated city buses together.